The homily for Monday, November 30th, the Feast of St. Andrew. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Andrew, Apostle and Disciple of Jesus, and brother to Simon Peter. By tradition we are told he died a martyr in Greece, being crucified on a cross shaped as the letter X. This X-shaped cross came to be known as the Cross of St. Andrew. It was adopted in later times by the people of Scotland as their national standard. Andrew is the patron saint of Scotland. Today's gospel reading, recounting Andrew's call to discipleship, is taken from the Gospel of Matthew. But I'd like us to reflect on Andrew's call to discipleship as given us in the Gospel of John. My reason is I think there's a poignancy and depth here that we should reflect on. So please listen to John's account of the call. The next day, John the Baptist was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What do you seek?" Now, I should mention that one of those two disciples standing with John the Baptist was Andrew. Above all, what strikes me in this account is the question Jesus poses to the disciples following him. It's a question we all need to hear. What are you seeking? What are you looking for? What do you want? The question comes from Jesus. It is the question he poses to all who would think to follow him. What do I want? This question must be asked by every disciple, by every would-be disciple, because all discipleship must begin with an honesty about my real love. What is the real love in my life? The answer is not the love I would like to have in my life, would fancy myself having, but my real love. Jesus's question calls us to a lived acceptance of the truth that love never, never exists as an abstraction. Love is always, always concrete. And so, love for the neighbor, love for the poor, love for the enemy is always, always concrete. My real love is for what I actually give myself to. Jesus's question calls us to base our discipleship on honest self-knowledge. My actual loves, my real desires, reveal to me what actually matters in my life. The real motivations behind my daily decisions. Through them, I find out who I really am, and not just what I would like to imagine myself to be. As we begin Advent, let us try to use this blessed time to root our discipleship in the honesty and truth Jesus requires of all his disciples. It is the Lord calling us as we ask ourselves, what do I really want in life? What is it I love in a daily, day-by-day way? Where do I find myself usually led to by my decisions? Who am I truly? This is a necessary beginning for all who would follow Jesus.